Sound Bites on CubRadio.com. Mark Linsmeyer, President and CEO of Margin Smart Dairy Analyzer, I guess this morning on The Breakfast Club.
Price was for milk versus where it was at 6 months prior. And then we looked at, did it go up or down? And believe it or not, over 40% of the time that milk price had changed by more than $3 a hundredweight within that six-month period. And almost 20% of the time, it changed by more than $5 per hundredweight up or down within that six-month period. And then also, as you mentioned, on the feed side, on the corn side, for instance, a year ago, we had December 2012 corn futures were under $5 a year ago. The drought hit. It went to $8. And now for December of 2013, it's kind of in the $5, $6 range, and who knows what will happen with the current conditions. But the thing that we do know is over the last 10 years, the volatility of both milk and feed prices has increased much more significantly than what where it had been prior to that, and they're constantly changing.
Yeah, I would say that I can remember, and it didn't seem that long ago, that we had, what, $2 corn for years and years and years, and now you say it's at $8?
It was $8 last summer. The corn futures hit about late July of 2012, and we had across the country we had some widespread drought in the corn producing areas. It had gotten as high as $8.
Wow.
Even right now today, cash corn is around in the $7. It's recently gone back up. It's in the $7 neighborhood. So you're exactly right. Corn for a long time was, you know, $1.50, $2 a bushel, pretty steady. And now it's gone up. And even if you grow your own corn, all of the inputs that it takes to grow that seed, fertilizer, chemicals, so on and so forth, continue to go up as well. So there's a lot of fluctuations. And the price of milk does not always go up at the same time that the price of feed goes up, which is another real key point here. Sometimes they do move together, but a lot of times they don't.
Dairy farmers don't really have that much control over that. It's out of their hands. How do they manage these price swings anyway? How do they stay in business when this is going on?
That's a great question. Some farms try and manage just the milk side. Some try and manage the feed side. Some farms do grow some or most of their own feed, so they're able to manage some of it there, but even their costs are fluctuating. But what we found at the end of the day is a lot of farms just do nothing. They kind of throw their hands up and say, I can't really do anything about it, and they just take what the market gives them. And that was really one of the main purposes that we looked at to create Margin Smart.
Well, tell us about that. How can Margin Smart help with this problem?
What Margin Smart does, one of my customers in my CPA practice, a dairy by the name of Lake Breeze Dairy, which is over in northeast of Fond du Lac, they had come to me and said they really needed to have a tool that could project out their overall milk income, their overall feed costs, and then take into account all of their operating expenses and be able to project that out for the next 12 months and be able to do that with a high degree of accuracy and reliability. And that was really kind of the initial push as to why we built Margin Smart, to be able to do that. And we built Margin Smart to be able to do it with all of the specifics for their operation, which is one of the real key pieces, because they were working with a commodity broker prior to even at my involvement with them. I was simply working with them on the accounting and year-end financial side. And their commodity broker was telling them that your milk margin or your milk revenue over your feed cost was based on a real simple formula. And that formula took the Class 3 price off of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and subtracted X amount of pounds of corn at the price on the Chicago Board of Trade and X amount of pounds of soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade, and that's what they were told their milk margin was. For those for dairy farmers out there, they realize that, and every time we talk about that with new customers that we bring on, they all kind of say the same thing. You know, it would just be completely ironic that that number ended up being their actual. Because there's not a dairy farm in the United States that feeds only corn and soybean meal. And the prices on the Board of Trade are not the prices that they actually pay for grain, or the price on the mercantile exchange is not necessarily the price they receive for milk. So there's a lot of complicated factors that go into being able to calculate this, which is why most dairy producers don't have very accurate information as to what their bottom line profitabilities or margins are.
So it's the problem is it's too simplistic what they're getting from their brokers or hedgers. And I guess that's how Margin Smart is different. It's a little bit more specific?
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, the hedgers, commodity hedgers, a lot of times will simply focus on just trying to beat the market. If somebody does use a commodity hedger, they might be utilizing puts or calls to just try and outguess the market, either on the milk side or the corn side or both. Some of the hedgers don't even necessarily look at both corn and milk together at the same time, which is what we realized. You know, we built Margin Smart from a dairyman's perspective, and we realized that your net bottom line is the real thing that matters. And if you don't take into account both your milk revenue and income and your feed cost and all of your operating costs, if you don't take all of that into account at the same time, you're going to be missing something. So a lot of brokers will kind of use, kind of a LGM-type mentality, which is that formula that I mentioned earlier, but that really doesn't take everything into account, because a lot of feedstuffs that they might use don't necessarily move in the same price relationship as corn and soybean meal. And most dairy producers are feeding, you know, corn silage and haylage and a lot of different types of protein type sources and protein mixes, and it all just doesn't move together. So Margin Smart was built to take all of those specifics into account.
Okay, I see. So you're telling me that the broker or a hedger, those guys are just not looking at the whole picture, and that's, I guess, how Margin Smart works. Tell us more specifically, though. How does it, you know, before anybody's going to stop doing what they're doing now and go with Margin Smart, just exactly how does it work?
Sure. What we did with Margin Smart is we built it to take into account everything that's really happening at the farm level. For instance, those different ingredients that I just mentioned, haylage, corn silage, alfalfa hay, and let's say cottonseed, and a lot of other different products. Margin Smart starts with all of those, and for each farm that we have on our program, they put in the specific ingredients that they're utilizing at their farm, and then they build it within the rations that they're actually using at their farm level, and then we incorporate all of their actual cow numbers specifically related to each of those rations, including the milk production that they're receiving from the cows on their farm. And then I mentioned earlier a little bit about talking about the prices on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. What Margin Smart has is a unique feature where we incorporate a whole area where they can put in what we call a basis adjustment to really bring those market prices specifically to each farm. For instance, we have Margin Smart across the United States, and farms in Wisconsin don't necessarily pay the same for corn as a farm in Texas, let's say, or California. And likewise, on the price they receive for their milk, they don't necessarily receive the same price as those other places across the country. So what we built in the Margin Smart is the ability for every farm, even if there's two farms right next door to each other on the same road, they may not receive the same price for the milk. But each customer of ours is able to put in an adjustment to that Board of Trade to bring that price specifically to their operation.
Okay.
And then on top of that, we've incorporated, we know farms produce some of their own feed. So we allow them to incorporate that within the program, including whether they want to value that at cost or market. And then we also incorporate contracts, if they have futures contracts or if they have contracts to buy, even to buy corn silage from a neighbor, haylage from a neighbor, or we realize that a lot of feed companies will contract just about any feed that's grown. So with all of that, Margin Smart builds all of this in and actually creates the projected milk income, because we're tied into the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange, so we constantly bring in the updated market prices. Mm-hmm. So at any moment's time, a dairy producer will know their exact numbers for, you know, with a high degree of certainty for up to 24 months.
Oh, okay. Now, this is web-based, but it's also a computer software program. They work together from a farmer's computer at home? How do they interact?
Yes. That's exactly right. It's web-based, which means anywhere a dairy farmer has access to the internet, mm-hmm. they can access the program. They simply put in a user ID and a password, and they go right into our system.
Okay.
They don't have to worry about loading a disk or anything. We've got it on a server, so all their data is backed up every night. It's protected, and it's continually updated on a continuing basis that they can just look at where their numbers are at.
That's kind of good. Farmers are busy. I think you probably know that. Planting, harvesting, fixing this and that, and milking, of course, all the time, feeding. There's lots of stuff to do, maybe calling a vet once in a while. Then they would like to know, how long does this take?
Yes, it's really, we built it, and we also built it to allow various levels of involvement, all the way from, we have dairy producers that will say, Margin Smart, here's all of our information. We want you to put it in. Mm-hmm. We just want to be able to look at the final results and go from there. So we work with dairy producers there where we have plans. We give them customer service hours to be able to go ahead and do that. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have dairy producers who want to take a more active involvement in kind of taking control of their financial operations.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to put in all the information and kind of monitor it on their own. And we've got anything in between. The other thing that we did is we put in a really nice add-on feature. We've got a program level that we call our Platinum level.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Platinum level does is two things. One, once all of the feed ingredients and all the information for a particular farm is input into Margin Smart, they can actually set targets. For instance, they can say, if my October 2013 bottom line net income is more than $2 a hundredweight, I'd like to know that.
Yeah.
And they give us their cell phone number where they can receive text, and we can actually set targets up so that anytime that hits, if they're out on a tractor, if they're milking, feeding, whatever, they'll get a text immediately that tells them, hey, your target hit, it's time to go ahead and take some action, which is a really unique feature. And then the second part of that feature is twice a day at 4:30 in the afternoon and around 7 in the morning, we automatically will send them their next 12 months information on profitability. So they don't even have to log into the program. They just, our users get it. They're used to getting that on their phone right now. They look at it at that time, and they immediately know where they're at.
Yeah, it's pretty neat and quick, too. Margin Smart is what it's called. Where can people go for more information and maybe to sign up, for that matter?
Yeah, a couple things. First thing that we would recommend is the best way for a dairy producer to really see what Margin Smart is and does mm-hmm. is to get a demo. And we can do demos either through a webinar format or in person. We can even come out to the farm to do those.
Hmm.
The way to contact us to arrange one of those, you can call us at, it's an 800 number, it's 877-474-7589. Again, that's 877-474-7589. You can hit extension 102. To talk with Ryan Stanichka, our Director of Sales and Marketing. and he can arrange that demo for you. His direct number otherwise is 920-264-9140. The other thing interested parties can do is check out our website, which is www.marginsmart.com.
Okay. That's pretty simple. All right. Well, it's been interesting, maybe helpful too, Mark. Thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us about it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mark Linsmeyer, once again, President and CEO of Margin Smart Dairy Analyzer, I guess this morning on The Breakfast Club. AM 980 WCUB, plenty of sunshine, 48 degrees a temp. The weather forecast after this.
Some offices try to save money by using mechanical or electric.